AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
From fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Yeah. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leaving with just to lift your spirits. Make you wanna revisit, tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey.
Well, hello. Come on in. Welcome to Laugh and Learn. It's a different look today. Lauren will be working via satellite, y'all, but she will be here. What's most importantly is that Kendall is here, my cameraman, and so are my flamettes, which is you all and me. So we're doing it today with Lauren via satellite. We have to wait for her to get home so she can let me know she's ready. Because Lauren was traveling. We were all both traveling this weekend. Let me tell you something. This has been a hectic weekend. We were working, but we are back with you all today. And y'all know I can't see nothing with these glasses on, right? So let me put my real glasses on, because those were just my presentation glasses. These are my seeing glasses. Hey, there we are. I'm here. My boy Kendall is here. Y'all say hello to Kendall, cameraman. And we're going to have a show today, y'all, because it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. And let me start out by saying, Philadelphia, I love you guys. My first introduction to actually performing in Philadelphia was this past weekend at a club called the Level Up Bar and Lounge, who's the owner. The owner's name is Mr. Ken Lowe. It's a black-owned, black-operated gay club. And when I tell you that they rolled out the red carpet for me to make me feel like a for-real celebrity, baby, let me tell you something. If I never get my roses again in this life, Philadelphia, y'all gave me my roses. And I just want to tell you, thank you. You guys were wonderful in Philly. Everyone who came out to support the show, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. And I will come back for you, Philly, anytime you want to. Hey, Trisha from Philly, we had a great time. It was a good show overall. Thank you to everyone. Steve, who hosted. Tina Montgomery, who I met and hosted. My girl, what was her name? Ivana Black, who was also on the show with me. All the security, all the management, everyone was so wonderful. So I just want to say thank you. And if you guys ever want to get a good booking and be treated wonderfully by a black-owned business, Philadelphia Level Up Bar and Lounge is the place to go. They open 7 days a week. They have karaoke, strippers. You can have a party there. They have great food and drinks. And if you ever want to just go out and have a drink and a cocktail, don't go up the street. Go to the Level Up and support black businesses. Because that was a club. The story behind that was that the guy who owns it, Ken Lowe, used to try to get a job there and couldn't. And then when the pandemic hit, the people who owned it couldn't survive it, and he bought it. That's called sitting back and just waiting your turn to take over what you needed. And I thought it was dope. So thank you for having me. And they did treat me wonderfully. So Flame Ass, y'all make sure y'all give Level Up Bar and Lounge a lot of love. Outside of that, let's get on to this show. So our first topic we want to talk about, I saw over the news this weekend that they had this whole thing that Kelly Price was missing, woo woo woo. She came out and made a statement today and said she wasn't missing. She just didn't want to be bothered. Baby, how many of us have been there and done that? Just don't want to be bothered sometimes. So I'm glad Kelly Price is okay. And what y'all did not know is that we did a Love Lounge maybe about not even 2 weeks ago. Well, we had a whole Kelly Price segment because she was so low-key, and we knew she had tested positive for COVID, but it was so low-key, so we had to get to that. And it just came out that she was missing. Y'all stop putting out missing persons. Sometimes people ain't missing. Sometimes they just missing from you. They won't be bothered. But prayers to Kelly Price. We're glad that she's okay. And so as I traveled to Philly this weekend, because here we go, I was flying first class on American Airlines. First of all, American, y'all must do better. Them planes was, yeah, even first class. No TVs. I didn't want to use my apparatus. That's the purpose of flying first class. And then y'all want to give me cold food. No, thank you. Let me become a Delta girl like Lauren. Let me adjust these tits. I look a little crooked. Secondly, we flew into Terminal A, which was absolutely closed in Philadelphia. They shut Terminal A down to bring in the migrants from Afghanistan. They have made everyone else uncomfortable to accommodate all of these Afghanistan immigrants that's coming over. But y'all want to put all the Haitian immigrants on an airplane and ship them back. Yeah, make that make sense to me, because you know when them Afghanis get here, they're going to get EBT. They're going to get every social program known to man. They're going to get loans for businesses and houses, and probably will open up businesses in your neighborhood, but they damn sure won't buy a house in your neighborhood. Oh, we're going to talk about it today. And I think this country is wrecked and foolishness and woo, woo, woo. I'm telling you, it's messed up. It is absolutely messed up the way shit is going down in this country. But just laugh and learn. And I will bring my flamettes on here to talk about it before we can get Lauren in, because it's ridiculous. And I want to know what you think. And I did watch The View this morning, although I was not able to see The View on Friday because I was in transit. I was traveling. And let me tell y'all something. And as much as we want to attack Sonny and Anna Navarro, they got a check to make. If them people told them to scale back, they going to scale back. Yeah, everybody. Oh, Anna was scared. Sonny was scared. I don't get that from Anna or Sonny. I do get that I want to keep my job. So I'm going to do what Mr. Charlie tells me to do. I need somebody to come on and talk about it with me. And I know just the one to start it with. The girl who introduced us to Mr. Charlie.
No, I'm not buying it.
Well, hello, TT Jan.
Hey, I'm not buying that anyway. I don't believe that they were asked to scale back. I mean, it's definitely an oddity for them both to test positive and be asked to be removed. But I don't know how sensitive their tests are. Is it one test fits all, or what triggered it? But I don't believe that's not the type of people that they are, and that is what's got them their seat in the public eye, being the type of people they are, and being able to stand on their platform. So I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this, Jen. Do you think that ABC was not, I don't want to say afraid, but ABC just didn't want the controversy, so they may have asked them to just digress just for that show?
Well, yeah, I can believe that. You know, I can believe that. But they know who they have on the panel. I've never, that I know of, have I ever witnessed Melissa Hasselbeck or Megan Skellenbeck at all. And we have to remember, Anna is a Republican. So, you know, I don't see that. If anything, I would have saw that the ratings would have shot up had they had a chance to really have their way, like some people think they were going to have their way with Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris.
I do like me some Anna Navarro, too. And I know she a bulldog with it. She's not afraid. Well, that's what I love about her. But I'm telling you, when I watched this morning and I listened to how they spoke about it, in my head all I could hear was, I did what they asked me to do because I want to continue to keep my job. This is I can miss this one show in order to have 364 more shows. So I get that. I absolutely get that.
Yeah. I don't see it, Frank, but I mean that doesn't make it not true. Again, look at the past host or panelists that they had on. They've never asked them to scale back. I mean, if anything, it boosts ratings. It really did. And Sunny, you know, what she says in public, she knows enough to be a professional to not wear her emotions on her sleeve, but everybody knows her husband is Haitian. Anna is not going to scale back either. So I don't know. I think more people were disappointed than.
Well, by people being disappointed, what were y'all looking for? Were y'all looking for them to challenge Kamala Harris? Were you looking for them to throw? Understand that Kamala Harris is the Vice President of the United States, and she can't be at all places at one time. But this Haitian problem didn't even start with her. This started long before she got the nomination and became the Vice President of the United States, just like all the issues that Joe Biden has. A lot of this stuff started long before he became the president. But, you know, now y'all want to hold everybody's feet to the fire. Allison, you say what?
So, this issue with the Haitians, right?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't just start in 2021. The Haitians tried to come over here between the 1960s and the 1970s, and right. They returned to run away, right? And we know that since the beginning of time, anything that has a darker complexion, America is not going to agree with. And so if you think about it, one of the reasons why the Haitians, they're banning the Haitians from coming over here, because as I keep preaching in my class, the census, ladies and gentlemen, that's why it's important for you all to do your census. The census has been telling us for over 10 years that the minority will be the majority for so long now. And so that's why they're trying to decrease the population of the black race as much as they possibly can. So even if they would have allowed, so you know they wouldn't allow those 12,000+ Haitians to come over here, because that would have been counted towards the black race, especially when they're trying to get rid of the black race. And so when you talk about saying, what is Joe Biden doing? What is Kamala Harris doing? Yes, okay, I do hold them accountable. However, you have to take a look at the totality. That's why it's important to understand your history. You have to understand the past. The past helps you understand where you are. Understanding where you are helps you understand your future. And that's why it's important that we do our research. Don't just listen to what the news is telling you or what social media is telling you, what somebody is feeding you. The best research is your own research. And so we have to really start looking at the totality of it, because it's not spoken, but the Haitian, remember the Haitian Revolution? They were the first ones to be liberated, ladies and gentlemen. They were the first ones to be liberated. And so if you think that they was going to, with America trying to decrease the black population as it is, you thought that they were going to let 12,000+ Haitians come over here to increase the population anymore when they're trying to decrease the population? You have to look at the totality of the situation. And so that is what I was.
But Allison, let me ask you a question, because I've read a blog this weekend in my hotel room. They're saying that the Afghanistans will come over and prosper and help the country, but the Haitians won't. Now, Haitians, from my experience and what I've read, because I've never been to Haiti, they look like hard, diligent workers, so they work as hard as anybody else. And that's not discrediting anything with the Afghan people either, because I'm not very familiar with them either. But how are you going to turn away one people? I'm telling you, I flew into the Philadelphia airport. We had to walk from Terminal A to Terminal B, which is like a half a mile, because they shut it down just to welcome in the Afghans, because they're sending them to Philadelphia and to Iowa, and I heard to Texas. A lot of them. But y'all packing the Haitians in like sardines in a can to ship them back to a country where they've killed the president. They have open warfare. They just went through a whole humongous earthquake and woo woo woo. America is really showing black people its ass right now. It really is showing black people its ass for real.
Well, just like I just said, understand something. That's why I tell folks, when y'all get those census in the mail, do them. Understand your census, because the census has been telling us about this time right here. The minority will be the majority. That's why you see all these white supremacists and these people acting a fool, because we're beginning to take over. Why do you think they increased the brutality, the police brutality? Why do you think? Because let's just be honest, and I don't want to offend anybody, but let's just be honest, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? These white supremacists don't like the LGBTQIA+ community.
Right.
The reason why they glorifying it like they are and making our mainstream artists silent about expressing how they feel and etc. The reason why they doing that, ladies and gentlemen, because they know if we can convince that the black man, and I know if it's nobody, that it's okay to wear, you know, wear a purse and a skirt and all that good stuff, then they won't produce any children. Clay, there's not many people that's going to be like you and go produce children. They're not going to do
it. They don't know what I know.
That's exactly why they want these black boys and dresses and skirts. And listen, live your life the way you want to live. Just let me tell you what their agenda is. They want you to glorify the way dresses and skirts so you won't produce any more black babies. So then what happens to the black girls? They go procreate with somebody else. And then that somebody else is of the other race. And then if I can get you to procreate with the other race, then what happens is you decrease the population of black Americans. It's not, let me tell you something, it's not that America don't want the people here. The problem of it is America got an issue with black people and brown skin folks.
America needs to be put in a washing machine, because here it is. They wanted to bring us over here to do all this free labor and make us do everything they wanted us to do. And then once they got done with us after the Emancipation Proclamation, they had no use for us because we weren't doing it for free. Understand, you couldn't come and just rape us, because then it was considered rape. You didn't own us. Woo, woo, woo. In the 1800s, they made the black women feed their babies, breastfeed their babies, and woo, woo, woo. In the 50s, if you watch the movie The Help, they didn't even want you to use their toilet, because they said we had different diseases. If we have different diseases, it's because y'all men couldn't stay out of the women's hen house giving it to us. Because Africans, in history, it's known that there were not many sexual diseases over in Africa when they brought us over here. Christopher Columbus brought smallpox and everything else, and white men molesting black women way back in the 1800s, ever since we've been here, baby, brought all the other diseases. So now we're not good enough. I'm telling you right now, this country is going to hell in a handbasket.
But you know what? The play has always been to just control us.
Yes.
I do. And you know, I get in trouble for saying that we're the stronger, the more dominant race. But we are. Everybody wants the dub from us. May it be, you know, athletic abilities and X, Y, and Z. It's a trickle down effect, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And as the saying goes, the oppressor become their own oppressors. It's a psychological thing. And right. Now you even have these, I always say this, the most dangerous to the black race is the Negroes who think and believe that the men and women who believe that they are white. And that they are
Girl, you're not going to talk about Candace Owens and Tim Scott on live. Oh.
You know, those are the most dangerous people.
Right.
You have them believing that I am a part of you, because that we're controlled. Like, I love that, Unbought and Unbossed by Shirley Chisholm. Only thing, these they understand that only thing I got to do is give a Negro, give a certain Negro an amount of money, and they're going to dance for me forever.
Hmm.
That is, the oppressed will become their own oppressors, ladies and gentlemen. And that is what we have to break amongst the black race to get our liberation.
Allison, you better break it down, because Stephen from Django... Yeah, because Stephen from Django was not just men. Stephen from Django was also women.
Yes.
And we have X'd each other out for an extra piece of chicken or an extra blanket or favor from Massa or favor from this party or that party. And it has never stopped. It has never stopped. Until you can look in the mirror and be comfortable and sure of who you are, we will always be in this lost race. We're going to always be in this lost race.
I had somebody this weekend, black man, walk up to me. My opponent is white. And he said, well, you know, I ain't gonna talk against you, but I can't talk for you, because, you know, they give me money. They give me 500 boxes of food to feed the homeless. And yeah. I'm like, what?
They give him 500 boxes of food to shut him the fuck up. They don't give him 500 boxes of food to feed the homeless. They give him that food to shut him up.
But those are the type of issues we face. This is what we gotta break now, ladies. That the most dangerous person to the black race is me, is the Negro who believes that they are loved and believe that they are one of them.
You better say it. You better say
your
people. They're not giving him 500 boxes to feed the homeless. They're giving him 500 boxes to stay and shut up.
Stay in your place. Stay in your place. Be quiet. Tap dance the way I want you to. And stand in this corner.
That's what they're giving him. Now, I see people saying don't take the DNA. I'm not an advocate of that. I'm never going to tell you to let somebody hold your DNA and tell you. So, you know, make up your own minds on that. That was just an example.
Oh.
Well, let's talk about this DNA and this ancestry. Ladies and gentlemen, how the heck we going to find our ancestry when all our stuff was destroyed?
Right.
Okay. Shut up, Allison. Right.
No, you Miss Allison, you called it right, because somebody was like, Flame, you should do your DNA history. I was like, how could I possibly do my DNA history when Mr. Charlie was running through the grandmama, the great-great-great-great-grandmama, probably the granddaddy, too, from what I read in history, because the slave masters, it was a hole. They plucked it. It didn't matter whether it was in the front or in the back, male or female. So how am I find my history in all of that? I'm accepting history that I am. I am a black trans woman. I, by way of a black man, and I'm real comfortable with just black. I don't give a fuck what else is up in me. I embrace the black. That's what I do. I embrace the black. Y'all can embrace, oh, I'm part Hawaiian and German and Chinese and Shermie. All that, who you saying that to impress? Because according to society, if you got 1% of black blood, guess what, player? Black. You black.
You better know who. And that's all they see. That's all they see. It makes me cringe to see, you know, our young, you know, folks running around thinking you're passable. You know what I mean?
I've never been a passable tranny. I damn sure ain't gonna pass for nothing else.
it don't work. You better want what wants you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And be better than okay about who you are.
That is what we preach on Laugh and Learn. That is what we preach on Coffee Time. And that is what Flame Monroe pushes on her page. You have to embrace you before you want the world to welcome you in. Have you welcomed yourself? So many of us are afraid of what we are and who we are. Baby, you have to embrace yourself.
Right. You bet. And love yourself. Because they don't want the secret out. They want everything about you and I except the pain. They want to control us, dub what they want to dub from us, and then all the rest is, you know, fluffy. They want to be you better than you.
Right.
And it's a large portion of their mindset to run around here with these little mixed babies. You know what I mean? I'm okay with whatever you want to appropriate with. But if the mindset isn't right, it's going to come out in the kids. So, you know, you are who you're supposed to be.
Look at me.
Who made us who we are.
Special sauce, girl. Baron Trump. Woo!
You ain't kidding. You know, it's embracing and being proud. And there's no better way to start all that than local.
And before, I'm looking at the comments, before y'all get to hollering, we racist, we racist, we racist. This has nothing to do with racism. This is about truth. This is about truth. If you think that telling the truth is racist, then you're racist, because this is truth.
That's all it is, because I'm going to always acknowledge our white brothers and sisters, the brown, because we didn't come this far by ourselves. But it's okay for you to stand in your convictions and be proud of who you are. If somebody's running up telling you that you're racist, 99% of that is because they're racist. They don't want you thinking or talking pro-black. Since when being pro-black has to be racist?
I tell people that all the time, Jan. What you say? Yeah.
Racism is systematic.
Right.
It's not just me not liking a white. No, racism is systematic. Right. Now, those people that went out there to the Capitol, now those are extremists. Understand the thing about it is, understand this racism thing. Racism is systematic.
Right.
Healthcare, education, economically, in the criminal system. Those are the three systems that we operate in it every day.
Right.
Systematic racism. Let's break that down. Let's dismantle that. So if you want to call somebody racist, no, baby, we operate in a thing called systematic racism every day. Let's dismantle that.
And you can't start to do better until you acknowledge the problem.
Yeah.
You know, there's no sense of you falling on the floor and scraping your knee and putting a Band-Aid on your arm. You have to acknowledge where the scrape is. You know, nobody's living today that, you know, was the reason for racism yesterday. But from this point going forward, we all have to do better. Mm-hmm. It's okay to call it out. You know what I mean? It's perfect. Some people are prejudiced against, you know, fat people, dark-haired people. You know, the chances are that we're not going to go to hell, or you're going to prevent somebody from getting a job, hopefully, off those variables. But there are variables that people use to decide how they're going to treat people. It's real.
Oh. Why are you speaking about real, Jan? Because I had somebody tell me one time, oh, black people can't be racist. I would love to know who started that, because that is absolutely not true. That is absolutely not true. Not only can black people be racist, there are black people that are racist. But the reason a lot of black people are racist is because they've been treated so bad that they understand that that's how you have to be. I was asked a question this weekend when I was in Philly about the younger generation as opposed to our generation. And I told them that the younger generation has no respect for life. We did the march and woo-woo. They doing the protesting online, but we need you to do more. Just like I pushed your word, Allison. We need y'all to get into these politics, because little Billy can commit a rape or commit a crime at 17, but his family is so well connected in government and politics that it disappears off his record. Whereas little K-1 can do the same crime at the same age, but his family is not connected, they don't vote, that blemish will be on him forever, which means that he will never be able to run for public office. We have to get them young, and we have to get them to think like us and be like us. That starts at home. So one of the lady who asked me a question, she said, well, why do you think it's different for this group, this age group, than our age group? And I said, our age group cared about life and we respected life more. The reason these younger generations are so angry right now is not that they were not taught to respect authority, but my generation, me and Jan's generation, we were taught to respect the black coat for the judge, the white coat for the doctor, the blue officer, the shield. But then the younger generation up under us saw how our respect for them, they show lack of respect for us, and they figured out, y'all not gonna treat me like that, because I'm gonna treat you differently. That is why things are different, because we were taught to respect authority. We tried to teach our children that, but our children watched the way you disrespected us, and this generation ain't having that shit. They up for the battle. They are up for the battle.
Yeah, they want all the smoke.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And I'm with it. I'm with it, goddammit. I'm too old to march, but I damn sure ain't too old to shoot. What happened? Yeah. Thank you, ladies, for joining me for Laugh and Learn. You can follow Allison Lewis, who's Allison Lewis. She's running for city commissioner in Lakeland, Florida. I got you today, Allison, for city commissioner for Lakeland, Florida. Y'all follow Al Lewis' campaign. I want y'all to completely support if it's just a dollar. Follow Allison Lewis. And TT Jan has The Real TT Jan. She has a show every Thursday where she gives advice and woo-woo-woo. Listen, we're going to bring Lauren in. We're going to get some other topics to go on. Thank you, ladies, for joining me. I'm doing it by myself today, y'all. I'm a big girl. Ooh.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Everybody was asking me questions about Flame, how I feel to be a trans woman, how I feel to be... None of that is that important to me right now as opposed to what's happening to the black folks in this country. Because my birth certificate starts off by saying sex, male, black, period. Everything else I've added on to become in this life, I did that. I played the hand that I was dealt. But I'm still a black person before I'm anything else. And a lot of us keep negating that. We keep forgetting that we black. And I'm telling you, it's happening. And it's happening right in our faces. And we are just pushing it by the wayside and skirting it. Lauren, I don't know where you at, but I saw you. I tried to get you. And it's terrible. And I'm telling you, I'm not racist. God damn it, no more than anybody else. But I promise you, I'm not having it. I may not be racist, but I'm damn sure not having it. Now, you take that and put it wherever you need to put it. In the words of Samuel S. Jackson, what's in your wallet? Shit.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Cassie. Welcome to Laugh and Learn. We're talking about the Haitians and the Afghanistans. We're talking about the overplay for the underplay on The View Friday and Monday. And we're talking about Kelly Price say, I wasn't missing. I just didn't want nobody to ask me for no more money. They was kept borrowing. That's what I believe.
I seen a video from Kelly Price, and she said that she had flatlined, and she's just trying to come back and get her, you know, she's just trying to come back and be, get her energy back, you know? She ain't trying to be bothered. She had COVID, and it really hit her really hard. So, I mean, people just need to let that lady be. Send her prayers up and leave her alone. Everybody trying to get a piece of this Kelly Price.
That is living proof that if God ain't ready for you, God ain't ready for you.
Facts. But I want to speak on DNA. Guys brought up the DNA, so I'm very proud that I got my DNA because I my dad's family. So what's awesome about the DNA testing is, now I did two. I did that regular ancestry DNA testing where they tell you about where everyone's coming from. So I was able to find out that my people are from Nigeria. And then I did the African ancestry DNA, which is a black-owned DNA, which tells you the exact tribe and the exact peoples that you come from. So for me, I'm just trying to connect the dots and stuff. I understand that they pulled us over here and forced us, but I'm just trying to connect the dots because I don't have any more, a lot of living relatives that I can glean from, that I can find, listen to stories and understand exactly what my ancestors had did. So for me, the DNA testing was amazing. So I just wanted to put that out there.
You know why I've been afraid to get a DNA? Because I don't want to know how many different nationalities raped my ancestors. Is that messed up to say? I don't want to know if I had this can and that can and that can. Because I'm like, y'all ain't gave it up willingly. Y'all took it. Ooh.
And they took it.
Yeah, they took it. Ooh. I want to be taken. I need to be taken. No, I'm not making a joke of that, y'all. I'm sorry. Somebody goes like, Flame, that's not nice. I'm just talking. Y'all know this is Laugh and Learn. If you too damn serious, get the hell off this page. Shit. How was your weekend, Cassie? How was you and Bobby were Flamettes and hung out with Marky Mark down in Florida?
It was an amazing weekend, relaxation, calm, cool, he's an amazing host, and just Florida's beautiful. I can't wait to go back. I don't care what part of Florida, but
yeah. Well, be careful about that now, because all parts of Florida ain't the same now. Hold on, player. Hold on, pimping. Hold on.
It's not as bad as people make it seem. It's at least the part that we nobody's got their flags waving anywhere. Nobody's acting crazy. So, I mean, before it has always been open, so I had to make sure I had my mask on. But it's a beautiful state.
I'm glad that you wore your mask. Let me ask you a question. You were in Florida. Were the people wearing their masks? Were they adhering to the rules?
No.
Wow.
The people, like, when we went to the grocery store, yes, they're wearing masks. The servers in the restaurants were wearing masks. But it was a hit and miss. Seeing the majority of people wearing masks.
Out in the streets, they say it's different, but like when you go inside of a place.
But even when I went to the gym and worked out with Mark, none of them people had on masks. Maybe 5 out of 100 people had masks on, maybe.
Wow.
So I had mine on.
We're not gonna find a cure because people don't want to follow the rules.
That part.
We're not gonna find the cure because people won't follow the rules. I saw that Joe Biden took his booster shot today.
So just like the flu shot comes back with a different strain every year, this virus is going to keep mutating because people ain't following the rules. I mean, hey, I don't want it.
Now, you got me on that one, Cassie, because I damn sure don't want it. But thank you for joining us, Cassie, at Laugh and Learn today. Yeah. We appreciate you. I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad you got a chance to meet Bobby. Was Bobby wonderful?
Bobby's amazing. She's just exactly how she is online.
We're excited about that. Thank you, my Cassie. Bye, love.
Love you.
Baby, let me tell y'all something. Cassie says she got her DNA. I don't want my DNA. I don't want to know what's all up in me. Good God. That means I got to know all the different people that had a piece. I'm selfish. I ain't sharing shit. I'm sharing next week. I'll be in Atlanta doing the Black Effect Network 1-year anniversary hosting with 85 South. And horrible decisions. And y'all need to be there. If you ain't got your tickets, you can go online and get your tickets. And they're going to stream it live. I just saw the email that they sent me. So it's going to be something. And I just heard that 85 South will be hosting the BET Awards this year. I'm going to need to give me a piece of that. Hey, Reva Cherry. It is, Joe Biden took his, so now they just mandate, well, they didn't mandate. They said that now the kids between 5 and 11, and I do not want to talk about the vaccine, will be able to take the vaccine. I want to know, what are you guys' thoughts on that? And are you planning on letting your children or grandchildren take the vaccine that supposedly, I think, has been approved or is about to be approved by the FDA between ages 5 and 11? Because this is what we need to know, you know? What are the side effects? What's going to happen? Are you safe to go back to school? Because the schools are still catching, teachers are still dying from COVID because the kids are coming to school. And then they still got governors and senators and politicians and people in school saying, you need to not wear your mask. You don't have to wear a mask. Don't make people wear a mask. baby, it's scary. What are your thoughts on that? Uh-oh. Let me bring in the beast. Here we go. Put your dukes up because she got her boxing gloves on. She always got her boxing gloves on. She ready to fight always. Always. What's going on, Dawn? Dawn, I was in Philadelphia, Dawn, and they shut down a whole wing of the airport just to let the Afghanistans in.
You know, I would email American Airlines and the airport because that's so unfair. That is so unfair, and they treated the Haitians the way they did. But what Jan and Allison said was on point. Allison wrote that down. They don't want no more darkies here.
How funny is it for you to say they don't want darkies and so many white people try to get a tan to get dark?
Okay. Or get an ass.
Well, wait a minute now. Because I was in Philadelphia. Everybody in Philadelphia got big asses. The men and the women. Everybody had a big old ass.
I get a nose. I get a nose like ours, right? You know, our bone structure like ours.
You know, and you... Let me tell you the hypocrisy, because this is another subject. Since you said that they want to be us, we've been talking. I wanted to talk about am I pronouncing it wrong? Petito, the young lady that was murdered last week, the white young lady that was murdered, and the police let the boyfriend go. And woo woo woo. Had that been a black situation, even if he had just been black and she was white, or that was a black couple, they probably would have arrested both of them for fighting, but they let him go. They let this man go, and they caused all this stink over this missing young lady, and I'm so saddened by her missing and by her being murdered. But the young black boy in Chicago who's been missing since August, they finally put some fire up under their ass, and they found his body floating in a river or a ravine. I want the mother to do an autopsy on her son to check to make sure that his organs are still there, because on the black market, black organs are very valuable.
Exactly. And what C.J.R. Reed said that last week, said, why are they making a big stink between this young lady, and it's unfortunate this happened to her. But when Keisha come up missing, nobody says anything. Mm-hmm. We gotta do a vigil and a GoFundMe account to get them to go get the dogs out to go search for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to touch back on what you were talking about Anna Navarro and Sonny Hostel.
Yeah.
See, they didn't want to put the vice president in a hole. That's what that was about.
I believe that.
Because the day before, Sonny said that she talked about the Haitians, and it's unfortunate that this is happening. And she said that the United States should do something, but they don't want to do anything about it. And she said, I'm very disappointed in the Biden administration, blah, blah, blah. And she showed her how upset she was. So this would have been a perfect opportunity, since the vice president was coming on, and she's supposedly over the refugees, immigrants, let me say immigrants, that they didn't want to corner her, put her in a corner, because, you know, Kamala is not really polished in that area just yet. You know, she's learning how to be very political, but she's a prosecutor. She knows how to attack, but she has to be polished into saying the right things at the right time, right? You know, and see, Sonny is a prosecutor, but see, Sonny is quick.
And Sonny is married to a Haitian, so she has a dog in the fight, so it's personal to her. The part that I was not going to like was, Sonny, this didn't start on Kamala's watch. This didn't start on Vice President Harris's watch. This started long before she got in office. Sonny has to not forget that. See, Sonny wants to tell, what you going to do now, like she can make it happen right now. This started long before Kamala Harris became the Vice President of the United States.
And I agree. But if Megan was still on, Megan would have went in for the attack.
And they would have kept Megan on there.
And it would have made for good TV. So why would you get the two minorities off and keep the two? See, you made it look obvious.
Oh, yeah. And what was the reasoning? False positive?
Yeah, false. And then she said, like Sonny said today, my husband was in surgery. They had to pull him off because he was actually working on somebody, right? She had to, her children didn't know. See, they put all that crap out, and nobody, you know, her family, I mean, her family didn't know, not, and she just buried her husband's parents behind COVID. So they did that. That was strategically done because they knew Anna and Sonny were going to go in.
Oh, Anna was not going to play at all. But But to be fair, and to be across the board fair, I didn't want them to corner Kamala Harris. Here's the thing. Kamala just became the vice president in January. And I hear you, Dawn. I hear you. And I know we expected miracles, but that's the same thing we did with Obama. We thought as soon as he got in that the world was going to open up and a rainbow was going to jump out and the world was going to be great. It does not work like that. It takes time. And we still have to get through the machine of the Senate and Mitch McConnell. They can't just make the rules and break them, even though Trump did. See, here's the problem. Trump made up his rules and they just went with it. But now it's the Democratic Party. And the problem to me, like I said on the Breakfast Club 2 years ago, the Democrats is everywhere. The Republicans got their eye on one target and they going after it. And we keep all this infighting. We mad at each other about little shit when we should be standing together as a machine, but we're not.
But you see, and to add to what you're saying too, Flame, see, the Democrats need to stop promising. See, at least the Republicans tell you I ain't gonna do it. Okay? They need to stop promising. Mm-hmm. Republicans say, no, we're not doing it. We just flat out not doing it, so I'd rather you tell me a strong no than you tell me yeah we're gonna do it, then you're gonna, then you're not gonna do it. That's the same thing. You have kids. If you give your children a strong no and a strong yes, right?
Well, that don't work on me because they wear me down. They willow me. I just keep asking until I'd be like, damn, here, just go, I'm tired, shit. Dawn, thank you. I'm telling you, and I'm telling you, when I was on stage and I talk about it, I'm a black person before I'm anything else. I will never be able to get away from that. That is, will be with me. All this other stuff I can put on or I can change, I can take on and take off. But the black is with you. And as black people, and until we understand that we need to stand together, and that don't mean being racist, because all we want is fair treatment and equal treatment, but we're not going to get that because we're in fighting. We're all over the place too. But the Democrats, that's why I said the Nancy Pelosi ain't scared. Nancy Pelosi is like, we let Let's do this. But she has, first of all, they only consider her a woman, and we got so much opposition against that, and people still look down on women, all nationalities, mostly black women, but they still look down on women as being second class citizens. And she is in one of the highest positions in the land. Y'all not gonna keep tying these people's hands and think they can do something. It just don't work.
I'll tell you what, if we would stop fighting with each other, especially with our men, if we would stop that and embrace our men and embrace each other and fight together, there's nothing they can do to tear us down. They have tried everything. But if we really would come together as black people, really come together. Mm.
Dawn, they have counted on us not doing that since they brought us over here. In fact, let's tell the truth that we are such an ingenious people that when we were hidden in the wilds in Africa, they couldn't even find us, not even with the dogs. You know who they caught a trick ass nigga and gave him a piece of chicken. Where they at? Where they at? Where they at? He brought them right to us. They took us. And took that nigga and took the chicken back. It was a Popeye's chicken sandwich, I'm convinced of it, because everybody wanted Popeye's.
just like you were saying about the new generation, if we would start doing that, if our generation
yeah.
started to band together,
yeah.
you know, it's nothing they can do to tear us down. Nothing. Yeah. They have tried everything.
Because they love to say their parents. Yeah, they love to say their parents didn't teach their children. You didn't teach their children. We did teach our children. But when our children saw that us being respectful to you and you not giving it back to us, they was like, I'm not going to have this. I'm not going to tolerate this. And they shouldn't have to. So kudos to the younger generation for standing their ground.
Exactly. They're marching and fighting at the same time. But prayerfully, we're going to get it together.
We got to do something because, honey, I got to look cute when it's all said and done. I still got to be pretty. Oh, Dawn, how is that? Is that working for you?
It is, and all I got to do now is take my big butt to the gym, and I'll be getting that stomach really down.
Eat a salad every day. I eat a salad every day. Eat a salad every day.
Well, you know, I was just finishing up my salad and my piece of chicken.
Oh, no, you can still eat meat, but eat a salad every day.
That's what I'm doing. So I had that today, and I take 4 tablespoons. I take two, because it's the mango kind and it tastes good. And I put the turmeric in my coffee or the elderberry. I got two different ones. I got three.
Oh, you a beast, dog. Ooh, look, I don't know how to feel right now. Let me clutch my pearls.
I'm blowing so much, I look like a light bulb.
I love it. I love it. Beautiful skin, beautiful black skin in all shades is beautiful. Black skin is beautiful in all shades. Just like all nationality skin is beautiful in all shades. It's how you see yourself, not how somebody else sees you. Thank you, my dawn. I appreciate you, my darling. Bye, babes. We will definitely be in Atlanta next Thursday for the Black Effect 1 year anniversary. And if you have not watched Charlamagne's new show on Thursday night, Charlamagne the God's new show on the Comedy Central, it is a great show. You need to watch the show and continuously support Tiffany Haddish's Friday Night Vibes because it's dope. And I will be on there later next month. Closer to Halloween, my birthday. You know I was born on Halloween. Boo. Okay, I'm going to bring somebody in to close us out because guess what? We done our hour. And I just want you guys to know that you need to register to vote if you haven't registered to vote. And the reason that they did not have, I'm telling you, I got to bring you back on, Jan. The reason that they did not have that insurrection again, because I read on the dark web that they were told to stay low key and make their move when the primaries come in November. I'm telling you right now, make sure that your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed, that your address matches your passport, matches your where you currently live, matches your voter's registration card, because they are pulling out all the stops to try to put this clown back in office, which is why he has not been indicted to this day. But on another hand, Anna Navarro tore his son up. Thank you, Anna Navarro. Baby, which one was it? Was it Junior or the other one?
It was Donald Jr.
Don Jr. came for Anna Navarro to call her fat because of COVID, and she tapped on his ass and tapped on his daddy's ass too.
That she did. But I'll tell you, you know, keeping your head on a swivel. But also, they were outnumbered. The terrorists were outnumbered. When they got there, it was syndicated news media. It was more gore and more this.
All for the next insurrection. And it was only like 100 of them, wasn't it?
Right. You know, so they were kind of anticlimactic because every time they show up, they're ready for a show. They're ready to, you know, I did this for my country. And all of us know that they're padding their patriotism with racism. That's all that is, like, you know, whenever they decide to get together, because they had sent out a blind memo not to wear any Magna paraphernalia, not to have anything mean on about Biden. But it's not like, you know, we're going to storm no matter what. That surprise attack stuff seems to be right up their alley. And it's fortunate for them that that's what they pride themselves on. And that's the same mindset they had when the Klan was popping with the white hoods over their head. So it's like, you know, the surprise attack. But I tell everybody and myself, all those people weren't going to D.C. So when you're in the grocery store or Sam's or Costco's, you got to keep your head on a swivel. Recognize your surroundings. You know what I mean?
Jan, let me ask you a question. What do you think it's going to take for the Democratic Party to get on one page so that we can win as opposed to all this fighting? Because we keep trying to win these little battles when we really need to win the war. But we need to be together. We are too separated and divided.
Yeah, we are. And again, I think that's like a victim of who we are because we embrace all. You know what I mean? No matter what your stance is, we accept you. When the Republican Party, you can only come to them and be a person of color if you're going to be used. You know what I mean?
Tim Scott, you hear that? You hear that, Representative Tim Scott?
Yeah, and you know, it's only about money with them. That's their motivation with everything, money. They only recognize money. That's what they want to deal with. Because it's not because they don't have enough. It's just the greed, the money they associate with power. And that's why you see all these evangelicals, you know, jumping on their bandwagons. It's about money. That's it. You know, the Democrats, we embrace, again, everybody. We don't care who we let in. And I like it like that, but it also provides for a very divided house. You know what I mean?
I'm looking at it now because I didn't invite all these Arabics and all these. Baby, I can't read English good. You think I can read that shit y'all typing? So have at it.
And they're just being silly, you know, because a lot of it is just signs. They don't understand it. But again, it's for that 10 minutes of sitting up watching themselves go across the page. Nobody's impressed. People are really saddened by the blatant stupidity because, again, anybody that promotes, you know, treating women like bull, like the Arabic-speaking countries do, who wants to hear you do this on this page? Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, who cares?
Hello, Petite. Hey, Auntie Pam. Come on, Pam. Give us your input. You know we need it from East. We need it from New Jersey, baby. I need a Jersey style. Wait a minute, Pam. Did I read somewhere where somebody said that they didn't came out against Chris Cuomo to say that he allegedly had a sex scandal?
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you that they was gonna come after the brother next?
Yeah. Of course. Par for the course, right? That's how it goes. Let's go to the next one. Let's try to wipe all of them out now.
Right.
Let's get him off CNN. Try to ruin his career for the rest of his life.
Well, first of all, unless it's a blind woman, ain't no woman, I don't care what color she is, about to tell Chris Cuomo no with his fine ass.
And no one, darling. Not gonna happen.
So if anything, he probably told her no. Let's be honest about it. He probably told her, yeah, I'm married. I'm happy with what I got. So, yeah, y'all not finna do that because Andrew, maybe. But Chris, hell, everybody gonna be like, come on, player, let's have at it. Yeah. Pam, what you think about these Afghanistans and these Haitians? I need your opinion.
Well, the Haitian thing, like you guys were saying before, this is a problem that's been going on. How long? Pretty much every decade.
Yeah.
Every decade. Mm-hmm. All right. So what's the real? Let's get to the real nut of it. What is the real deal about that? Okay. What Allison said. What TT was saying. Come on. We know. And actually, it's been going on since they freaking in their 1804 independence. Honey, these black people have said, "Get the hell out of my country. Get the hell. Get the step it."
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a problem because that small group of people took over and showed the world. So what can we do now? Oh, we got to attack them from economically. We have to shut off all the positive things and that they can do, all the things that are in their country. Because, you know, Haiti has some resources, you know, that have been gotten, people go in and get, and oh, quiet as it's kept, you know.
Right.
They had the nerve to insurrect.
Yeah.
Years ago. How dare you?
Yeah. I think as black Americans in this country, we should band together and be like, if y'all can't bring the Haitians over, then you can't bring the Afghanistans over until we get our 40 acres and a mule that we was promised more than 400 years ago.
Exactly.
Give us our 40 acres and a mule.
But quiet as it's kept, I think they have let. But see, this is another thing, suppression in the news. They're not going to tell you that they let probably about 5,000 or 6,000 in, see. Oh, you're not going to hear about that. They let them in legally. And then the other ones, they are going to stay in Mexico, you know. But, yeah.
It is. And until we stand together as a nation and as a people, and I ain't even just talking about blacks right now. I'm talking about us as a nation, because we're not gonna prosper, and we're not gonna go any further. We're gonna stay in this moat and keep going in the same circle over and over. And the one or two that three or three that think they get out, unless everyone, the signs of greatness is not that you make it to the top. It's how many people that you take with you to the top. That is the signs of greatness.
Lift up and you bring along. You reach back and grab their hand and say, come on. So they can also reach back their hand and grab a couple.
Exactly. It's paying it forward. Exactly.
The greatness happens when we all lift each other up. There's always going to be people who are going to be the ones over there trying to keep other people down. But what happens to them in the long run, right?
Hmm.
What happens to them?
Hmm.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah. Look. I want to say it, but I'll say it tonight on Love Lounge. Hmm. Mr. Charlie watching now, but he won't be watching tonight.
Hey, Clay, did you know that Sparkle and Fine Ass Harry were in our city? Well,
They went to Melba's. They went to Melba's, my spot.
Up there up in Harlem.
And they donated $25,000 to Melba's.
Yes, how about that? And
that's wonderful.
And all these haters, though, all these haters. I'm loving how they move. See, you got all the detractors, but you got the haters are gonna hate. But you, if you move in the best with best, with best intentions, it's all gonna come back to you.
Yeah.
Trying to do real work and build some real shit,
right?
You know,
oh my god,
everybody else got these other ideas about what they're doing and how they're doing it, but it's like they moving in silence and doing real work.
Yeah,
they don't give a shit about all these people saying stuff and making up all these things about them. They gonna start their own raw shit, honey. They got two kids, let's get this popping.
You know what you have to respect about Megan and Harry? Because Harry has always been true to who he is from even as a young guy. He always lived his life and did what he wanted to do. I respect him for that. And I have to applaud Diana, may she rest in peace, that she had a hand in making her son, that at least this son, be his own man and not for the monarchy. And that's not taking anything from William, but Harry has always been, I am this here, I am Diana's son, more than he is the grandmother's prince. He was always Diana's son, which is why he is so complacent and so comfortable in his life being with this black woman. And this black woman, Megan, is assured of who she is, and that's that is the strength of a strong black woman to me. When you know who you are and you embrace what you are, that's it. Yeah.
No. It can't stand. I love her.
Yeah, if she was a Mealy Mouse coward ass bitch, they run over her. But she's like, I'm not having none of this shit.
Absolutely. She said what she needed to say with that interview, but that was just a little part. It's like, girl, how long has this girl been? You know, a lot of people don't know this about her, but when this whole thing was happening, when she was engaged and all this stuff, things would pop up. But a lot of people don't know that she's always about making shit happen and pop off. Some girl, like 11 or 12 or something, she actually wrote to one of the companies there was a commercial on, and she, did you see that? She wrote that about it and said that, hey, you're being, they didn't use this word, sexist or misogynist. You need to change this word and say, I forget what it was for. Was it for Joy? Yeah. Dishwashing liquid or something, and the commercial was being sexist. You know, she wrote to the company, honey, and they freaking changed that shit.
Well, wait a minute. You tell Meghan Markle, I say stay off the Joy, because that used to be my bubble bath when I was a kid.
Well, she made it even better for you to use back in the day. The Duchess has been shaking up shit ever since she was a kid.
Yeah.
So for her to actually be in this position now that she's in with this man that she married and into this world and now creating a new world of power, okay, don't get it twisted.
And I hope she have two more babies.
You said that I had not realized it was both their strong mothers that
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because Miss Doria did what she needed to do and made her own life.
Right.
And how about this? Miss Doria has been the stalwart and the holder up of her child since she married that man. Has her ass been in the tabloids? Has she been running her mouth? No, she's been supporting her child.
That's right.
Supporting her grandchildren and supporting her son-in-law, being the strong mother figure that she raised that young lady to be. Okay? And Diana raised that young man to care about humans.
I would have loved to met I would have loved to have met Diana in a private sector, and we just I bet you she was a wonderful woman.
Just down. You can tell.
Yeah. Oh, Pam, I talk about that joke on stage, and I truly say that on stage as a joke, but But Pam, thank you for joining me. I'm sorry I missed you in Philly, but I'll see you when I get to New York. I'll be in New York soon. Thank you, love. Thank you, Pam.
Bye-bye.
TT Jan, thank you for joining me today here at Laugh and Learn. Y'all make sure you follow Jan again, the real underscore TT Jan underscore. Hey, Bobby Clifford, every Thursday for her show. Thank you, Jan, for joining me. I appreciate you guys today. Let me take ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for joining me here at Laugh and Learn. Lauren didn't come in because Lauren was probably trying to get home. She just landed at the airport. And I just want to say thank you guys for joining us. Thank you to my wonderful camera guy, Kendall. Not only was he cameraman today, but he was a manager because, you know, I don't know nothing about none of this technical stuff. Please join us tonight for Laugh and Learn. For Love Lounge at 6:30 right here on Instagram Live at Monroe Flame. And you can follow me at Marcus Flame Monroe on Facebook, YouTube Flame Monroe, Instagram at Monroe. Yeah, I said the Instagram Monroe Flame. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Know that we are being next Thursday. I will be in Atlanta for the Black Effect Network. Shit, I couldn't even say it right. The Black Effect Network 1 year anniversary, hosting with 85 South and Horrible Decision. Charlamagne will be there and so many other people from the podcast just to show love and support. Continue to watch and follow Charlamagne's new show on Comedy Central every Thursday evening. And please support Tiffany Haddish's Friday Night Vibes. Thank you to my partner, Lauren Hogan. We were traveling, so Lauren gets a pass today. I understand, sister. Flying is a mess. But follow Lauren at Lauren Armani H on Instagram and Lauren Armani H on Facebook. But she's Lauren Hogan on YouTube. Subscribe to us. The show will be up Wednesday night on iHeart, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, under the Black Effect Network, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. At this show, we always encourage you. We're not here to change your mind. We just want you to use your mind. We are not here to change your mind. We just want you to use your mind. Some of y'all need a man to use. But we thank you. Please make sure that you are registered to vote. And if it's your choice to be vaccinated, make sure that you are vaccinated. You can get tested or vaccines everywhere. That like, it's like going to baby get free cheese and butter. Now they're everywhere. Protect you, protect yourself, cover who you are. This is Flame Monroe. I got fans. If you want to order them, hit me on my inbox. Don't send me no money. Don't send me no address. It's just ridiculous. Yes, Lauren was missed. I did miss my Lauren today, Jam, but she'll be here next week. She was traveling. So thank you guys so much for the conversation. We appreciate you. This is Love Line. This is Laugh and Learn. This is Flame Monroe. I'm out. Peace.
Laugh and Learn is a production of the Black Effect Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. The show is produced by Tribble. Our theme music is by Chrissy Payne.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.